So here we are in Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah Ches, the 8th Mishnah, the final Mishnah. Achashe Kiddush Avram Avinu Satzmoyad Mukim Sheyudim Megas. After Avram Avinu had sanctified himself as far as his hand could reach, V'tiyah Machshevoysav V'rayonoysav, and he purified his thoughts and his ideas, V'machasheves Avodizor V'gil Arois V'shvichas Domim, and he cleansed himself of any thought or idea of idolatry or licentiousness or rage and murder, after he purified himself from anger and lust and pride. V'hipilis atzmei l'toch kivshin eish, and he threw himself into the fire, in the fiery furnace, b'machashov v'dibru ma'asim mamish, in his thoughts, in his speech, and in his deeds. Of course, Avraham, even as a child, he allowed himself to be thrown into Kivshan Ho'esh, Ur Kazdim, by Nimrod the king, in defiance of the idolaters of the time. He refusing to renounce his belief in oneness of God. Hoirid Nishmas Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, after doing so, he brought down to this world the neshama of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Moilam Ma'alien, from the highest worlds. Upal, and he succeeded v'osa mokaim in creating a place, l'kiyam mitzvos aseh shel v'nigdashti. He, Avram Avinu, was the first to make a place in the world for the commandment v'nigdashti b'seir b'nei Yisrael, the commandment that God says, I will be sanctified inside the Jewish people. Ali dehiru v'dimyon, k'moshidorash bal noemi l'melech. As we were learning in previous weeks in the Torah of Rabbi Elimelech, that Avraham Avinu, in his desire to sanctify God, he brings down Rabbi Akiva, who actually physically with his body creates that space where God is sanctified through the act of martyrdom. And the reason why we keep on coming back to it here is because here we have Sefer Yetzirah, which is from the school of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is the soul that Avraham brings down. He and Sarah bring it down, as we were learning in the beginning of the book. Be'sanefesh ha'she'osu b'choron, the soul that they left, it says, and they took with them the soul that they made in Choron, and we were saying that refers to the soul of Rabbi Akiva. So here's the Mishnah itself, Mishnah Ches, the 8th Mishnah. V'kivan shitzofo Avram Avinu, and because Avram Avinu looked and foresaw, v'hibit, and he gazed, v'ro'o, and looked, v'choka, and studied, v'hevin, and he understood, v'chokak, and he carved, v'chotzav, and he yud, v'tzoraf, combined, v'yotzar, and he fashioned. V'alza b'yodoy, and it succeeded. He succeeded. The word v'alza b'yodoy really means, and it arose in his hand, as it were, as though Avram Avinu did everything, and suddenly there appeared in his hand whatever it was that he had been fighting for or working for. Niglo elav adoy nakoil. So the master of all appeared to him. V'heshivoy b'cheikoy, he settled him in his bosom, v'noshke b'roshe, and kissed him on his head. Koroy oyhavoy, he called him my lover, v'somoy b'shmoy, and put him in his name, v'koras libris, and forged or fashioned or cut him a covenant, loy lezaroy ad oylam, for him and for his seed forever. Shenemar, as it is written, v'ha'amin b'Hashem, and he believed in God, v'yachshveh lo tzedoko, and he considered it charity. He considered it a tzedoka. Koras lo bris, he cut him a covenant, ben ese etzbo es raglav, between the 10 fingers of his feet, the 10 toes, hu bris milo, that is the bris mila, the covenant of the member. Koras le bris bein esa etz boisav, and he cut him a covenant between his 10 fingers of his hand, yodav, ubris aloshin, that's the bris of the tongue. Koshar esrim v'shtaim oisis b'lishoinoi, God tied the 22 letters to his tongue. V'harmokoim gila loisoidoi, and the omnipresent God is referred to as Makom, the place. Gila loisoidoi revealed to him his secret. Moshchom b'mayim, he drew them in water. Dolkom b'esh, kindled them in fire. Roashom b'ruach, thundered them in breath. Bo'arom, and seared them b'shivo, in 7. Nohagam b'yudbeis mazolois, and guided them in the 12s. So when I say here, there's a seeming non-sequitur in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nigla elav adoin akoil, the master of everything, revealed himself, heishivoi b'cheikoi v'noshkoi b'roishoi kora oyavoi. So God gathers Avram to his bosom, kisses him on the head, calls him my lover, my beloved, and puts him in his name and cuts this covenant for him and his descendants, as it is written, v'ha'amin b'Hashem, and he believed in God, v'yachshev lo tzedakah, and he considered it a kindness. Really, it's a shtickel, a non sequitur. Where's the proof, or what is the, where's it coming from, you know? Where does it say that God kissed him on his head and so forth, and made a covenant for him, as it is written, and he believed in God, and considered it a kindness? We could say that it doesn't say who considers it a kindness. See, Abraham, when God told him, Koyeh Zarecha, your children will be like the stars of the sky, so forth, says he believed in God. V'yachshevei lo tzedakah is a separate thing. He considered it a kindness. See, Avraham didn't think that God was rewarding him for anything that he had done, that it was simply a kindness of God, that God was promising him that he would have children. And God also considered it a kindness. God didn't think that Avraham was believing in him because of something that he had proved to Avraham, but rather that Avraham was believing in him because Avraham believed in God. So Avraham believes that God is doing him a kindness that he hasn't really earned, and God believes Avraham is doing him a kindness that he hasn't really earned. The reciprocal belief that the other is doing me a kindness that I haven't earned, that it's simply a tzedakah. God believes that Avraham is giving him tzedakah, and Avraham believes that God is giving him tzedakah. That is the mechanism whereby the bris operates. That neither person or neither end of the bris believes that really it's about them. The bris exists. Why? Because the person on the other end wants to be in this covenant with me. So God and Avraham are both in this covenant with one another because each believes that the other wants to be in this covenant. And that is, if we go back to the second Mishnah of the very first chapter of Sefer Yetzirah, we talked about this bris, and the meaning of bris is this flow of rachamim, of compassion, that just flows from God forever. It has always flown. And in a sense, this is the meaning of this Mishnah. So we go to note 57. V'kivan shetzofa Avram Avinu, yesh kantisha l'shoinis, there are 7 There are 9 expressions. Tsofo, Hibit, Ro'o, Choka, Hevin, Chokak, Chotze, Vitzora, Feyotze. So there are 9 expressions of what it was that Abraham tried to do, looking, glancing, seeing, discerning, understanding, and so on. The 10th, of course, the 10th is the Bechinas Malchus, Shemisham Nishmas Gerim, that's from the essence of Malchus that we said in the beginning of the 3rd chapter, that there comes the Neshama of the Ger, the Neshama of the convert, the spirit, the soul of the convert comes out of the Malchus, out of the dominion, just the spirit of God that exists in the world. Va'alsa b'yodoy, note 58, hi'a nefesh ha'sh'osu b'choran, this refers to the soul that they made in Choran, as we explained in the beginning of the 3rd chapter, which is the nefesh of Rabbi Akiva, the soul of Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. V'hamoko en gilo lo yisoidoy, and God, the omnipresent, revealed his secret. Hamokoim. Hamokoim daika gilosoid. So, it's not, the choice of the word omnipresent is this word is chosen to describe God in this place for a reason. As we said, Shikoras le bris ben esa es bois yodov. God cut him a covenant between the 10 fingers of his hands, which the Mishnah explains is the bris haloshon, the covenant of the tongue. Bekoshle esrim v'shtayim oisis b'lishoinoi, and God ties the 22 letters to his tongue. Kein korasle bris hamor, so the Mishnah explains what it was that God tied to his tongue. Bekoshle esrim sfiris sham b'mokem habris, but the Mishnah doesn't explain what it was that God ties to the bris milah. So what is it? It's the 10 sefirot are tied to the bris milah in the level of mibesori echze eleka. It is written, from my flesh I see God. And as we learn in the Zohar, posach idach va'oma, in the Zohar it says he opened, the other Rebbe opened this parsha saying, quoting this verse from Job, umibesori echze eleka, from my flesh I see God. My umi b'sori, he said, why does it say, and from my flesh? Umi atzomai mi bo'elei. It should say, from myself, I see God out of myself. I look into myself, I see God. Why does it say, from my flesh? Ela mi b'sori mamish. So the Zohar Kodesh says, no, the word is chosen specifically because it's from my flesh that I see God. Umayhu, what is this flesh? Tichsiv, ubos ha'kodesh yavru me'alecho, and they will pass this holy flesh from upon you. Ksev v'hoiso brisi bevesharchem, my covenant will be in your flesh. So flesh, when the Torah, so the Zohar Kodesh says, when it talks about flesh, it's talking about the bris milah, the circumcision. So then what does it mean then, mibesori echze, from my flesh I see God? Detanya we learn, b'chol zimno de'israshim banash b'hai reshima kedisha, whenever a person is imprinted with this holy sign, the high os of that letter, it is from the bris milah, it is from a person's own flesh, it's from their circumcision that they can see God. Minei mamish, actually from the flesh itself, v'nishmosa kadisha is achidas be, and the holy soul that we have is unified, joins, connects with the body in the flesh. That's the Zohar. So v'hamokoim gililoi soidoi, we can now translate it as the place revealed to him his secret. The place meaning his bris milah. Moshcham, he drew them. When it talks about drawing, that means to draw the desire. As we learn in the Mechilta, says the Torah says, Mishchu ikru. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidden, draw and take for each house a lamb on the 10th of the month. So the Mechilta says that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Omalehem mishchu yideichem me'avodah zorah, draw your hands away, withdraw, pull away from avodah zorah, v'hidabku b'mitzvus, and connect yourself with mitzvus. So the word mishoich means to draw the self. V'chein mishoich avdecho ritzenecho, we say in Yidid Nefesh, draw, pull your servant to your desire. So the word Mashiach is connected to the word desire. V'inyan amayim, that refers to the water. K'moshi yosda b'nusach ha-tfilas geshem n'shmini atzeres. In the nusach of the tfilas geshem, we say Zechor Av, remember the Father Nimshach acharecho kamoyim, who was drawn after you like water. Dolkom. So the word kindled, Huloshen Redifus Achrei Rotzen, and the word to kindle also means to run and pursue the desire. Like Yaakov says to Lavan, Machotosiki Dolakto Olai Acharei. What have I done that you come pursuing me? Vugam Inyan Dalekes Oesh. So this is also connected to the idea of the fire that consumes in its pursuit of the thing that burns. Ro Asham thundered, Uloshen Reidus Kol Yisoidus Tevel Al Yidei Koel Havaya. This refers to the trembling, the movement, the rattling of the foundations of the world at God's voice. Hayotze Min HaRuach, that comes out of the breath, Kedisa, like we learn, Veruach Gedoyle V'chozak, and this powerful, strong wind, Mefare Korim, that breaks open the mountains of Mishabes Sloim and smashes the rocks, Lifnei Hashem, before God, Loi Beruach Hashem, and God is not in the wind, V'achar Ruach Rash, and after the wind comes the thunder, the noise, V'loi Berash Hashem, and God is not in the noise. The Rash refers to like an earthquake. Where is God in the small, quiet voice? Bo'aram, sear them. Loshen hadloka v'hatzosa. It's an expression of kindling. V'lav davke siluk v'hashmur. It doesn't mean to consume in fire, but rather to sear. As we see by the snare, by the burning bush. V'yar v'hinei asneh boya b'esh. Moshe saw that the thorn bush was kindling or burning in fire, searing, vasnan and ukol, but the thorn bush itself was not consumed. So boyer doesn't mean to consume the way we usually translate it. The Vilna Gaon actually substitutes the word sharam, valued. Nohagam guided them or led them, loshen hadrocho. Madotum of Yenaig is called Mikne, he led his flock. Lovoyel Yitzhak Oviv, coming to Yitzhak his father. V'tirgamoy, and the targum is dvar, to drive, to guide, nohag. Now these four expressions, moshcham, dolkam, roasham, and boram, nohagam, these five words, there are the notarikon of Midrabban. And I want to say that perhaps they're here at the end of Sefer Yetzirah to introduce the shalsheles of the Kabbalah, the chain through which the Kabbalah comes to us. Of course, the very first who's known, the most famous of Rabban, is Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, the one who was the bridge, so to speak, between the world of the temple and the world of the post at temple times, the post-exilic Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is a kind of a bottleneck through which our Torah comes to us, an individual who set up the yeshiva in Yavne and so forth, and he's the shape of Judaism today is really attributable to Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, and after Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabban Gamliel, after Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and so on, until we of course come to Rabbi Akiva, who is the end of that generation who survived the destruction of the temple. So So here we have Mashkan Dalkan Roshan Baran Nohagan, which is the letters of Midraban. Tamvinishan Sefitzir, so here I guess we could say, you know, Hadran Aloch, Hadroch Alon. We'll come back to you. On the next page, on page 35, I laid out the idea of the Sefiris of the light that we have, that we've been learning about this last year, and next to it, Makbilois in parallel, because we have the Sefiris of the dark side. We were talking about Avodah Zorah, idol worship, and of course the beginning of idol worship is pride. And in a sense, idol worship is, that's what it is, it's pride. And the first inkling that we get of pride is the Nachash, is the serpent who is wiser than, or more cunning, more guileful than all creatures. And what does he say? Af ki amalekim, even though God said, doesn't matter. You can be like God. And of course, it begins with this pride, and it ends with the need for somebody to have dominion over. So the last of the spheres of the dark side is the lust for dominion, which itself is servitude. You know, so if you look at these 10, you'll see that in a sense they mirror the 10 spheres of Kesach Chachma Bina. If you have any questions. Acharis Dover, page 36. Sef Yetzirah Kulim Yuchas L'Avram Avinu. The whole of Sef Yetzirah is attributed to Avram Avinu. Obolon beKabbalah, and it comes to us by tradition. Umesoyr Alidei Chachamenu Zuchreinim Nevrocha, through our sages of blessed memory. Ubifrat Alidei Rabbi Akiva V'Talmidav, and especially through Rabbi Akiva and his disciples. Hemerou, they saw. Kein Tomohu, and so they wondered. And they were amazed. Nivhalu nechpozu roda chzosam. And they were confounded and terrified and alarmed. Al mechiras Yosef, about the sale of Yosef, medisa b'zoyer kodesh, as in the Zoyer Kodesh is explained, the muzbila el b'sefer, become a mekomis, as we've explained in the text in many places. V'higianu, and the book has come to us b'mesiris nafsham, with their dedication and selflessness, with dereshes mesiras nafshenu, and what the book demands of us is an equal mesiras nefesh, selflessness. As the Rebbe Lemelech explains, from each of us, it is being demanded that we be ready to sanctify the name of God with our life. And this is what sustains the world, as we explained in this chapter, that this comes, this corresponds to that, that as it were God constricts himself in order to sustain the world, and this is what gives God pleasure, and so we accept upon ourselves all those sufferings, liyosam reich nichoyach yishal Hashem, to be a fire offering, a fragrance for God. B'tav v'tzimun, and we have this desire and thirst to sanctify the name of God. V'ha'inuyim heim tanug l'nafshenu, and the suffering is the pleasure of the soul. Hepech ha'nega, which is the opposite of the nega suffering, as we explained above. Omnan, however, Isa, we learn in the Gemara, Amar Bshmu ben Achmeinu, Amar Bjoichanan, Libriyonis, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says, in the name of Libriyonis, Maidach Siv, Ki Ato Avinu, you are our father. We say, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Ki Ato Avinu, you God, you are our father. Ki Avraham lo Yadanu, we didn't know Avraham. Yisrole Kirenu, and we don't recognize Israel, meaning Yaakov. Ato Hashem Avinu, you God, you are our father. Goyalenu, our Redeemer, may Olam Shemecho, that's been your name since forever. So the Gemara says, we have Avraham here in the Pasuk, and we have Yaakov, Yisrael, but where's Yitzchak? What's going on? Omar. So the Gemara says, La'osid lovoi, in the future, Yom la'kadosh baruch hu la'avram b'nechachot. God is going to say to Avraham, your children, they sinned. They sinned against me. What are we going to do about it? Omalei, omalefonav. So Avraham will say to God, Rabbanu shalaylim yimochu al kedusha shmecha, let them expiate their sin by dying for the sanctification of your name. So the Gemara says, God doesn't even acknowledge Avraham's response in any way at all. Just turns away. Oh my God, says Emelei LeYaakov. Let me see what Yaakov says. Maybe the Havelei Tzagid Elbonim. Yaakov had such a hard time bringing up his children. Eshet Barachma Alai. Maybe he'll plead on their behalf. What is this, Avraham? He just abandoned his children, right? He just said, "All right, God, you know you need to punish them, so punish." What? That's not what I mean. So maybe Yaakov Avinu will have compassion on his children because it was so hard for him, and he suffered all his life with his children. He never finished with them. So maybe he'll argue with me. Omalei. So God says to Yaakov, "Benechachot, your children have sinned." Omalefonav. So Yaakov says to God, "Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the Universe, Yimachu al Kedusha Shmecha, let them work it out. Let them expiate, work off their sin, figure out how much it costs, what's the price of their sin, and let them work it off by dying in order to sanctify your name." Omar, the Gemara says, so God says, "Lo b'seva tame." The old folks don't have any reasonableness or any good. They don't have reason. And you can't get advice from the young ones. Meaning neither Avraham nor Yaakov have really anything to contribute. They've both just abandoned their children. So God says to Yitzchak, your children have sinned to me. Yitzchak says, what? Wait. They're my children? They're not your children? When did they become my children? When the Eden stood there in Sinai and they said, we will do and we will listen. Now you call them, oh, my son, my firstborn, Israel. Now they did something wrong. So now they're my kids and not yours? And if we're going to get into this thing, I want to step in and argue. First of all, they're not my children, they're our children at best, but they're your children, really, God. But I want to argue about this whole label that you put on them by saying they sinned. How long does a person live? 70 shana. Okay, so he lives 70 years. Dal esrim, so take off 20, deloy anshe salai, because the first 20 years of a person's life, it's practice, right? I mean, like, you know, they only get the Yetzer Tov, you only get your good desire when you're 13. So you know, 7 years are basically, you know, to figure out how to deal with your body and your mind and your soul and everything. All right, so until the age of 20, based in heaven, doesn't make consider a person's sins and doesn't punish for anything that they've done, right? So Poshulen Chamshin, so we're talking about 50 years. Dal esrim v'chamisha delelerusa. Take 25 of those years off because they're in the dark. Poshulu en esrim v'chamisha. So we're talking about 25 of their years, of their 70 years, which you call them sinners. So we're already in a small minority here. We're less than a third. Dal tatisari palga. Take off 12 years, half of those 25 years are spent eating, sleeping, davening, going to the toilet. You know, it's like this, they're just taking care of their stuff. So what are we talking about here from these 70 years that they live? What kind of sinful life do they lead? Maybe for 12 and a half years, right? All right, God. So you know what we're gonna quibble here over 12.5 years from a 70-year life. Look, im ato soivel, if you can bear it, God, es kulam, if you can bear the 12.5, because they frankly have to bear the rest of the 70. So if you can carry 12.5, mutav, fine. Veim lav, and if you feel, God, that 12.5 years of a person's life is a little too much for you to carry, okay, palgalai, palgalach, I'll take half if you take half. So Yitzchak Aminu is ready to take upon himself 6.25 years of punishment for averus that we do from every yid since the beginning of time. If God is ready to take 6.25 years. And Yitzchak says to God, and look, if you can't bear it at all, it's just too much for you, kulam alai, I'll take it all. If you say, Yitzchak, you, I'm not taking it, you take it, all the 12.5 years, Yitzchak says, look, my ashes are right there on the altar. I gave it already. I gave at the office already, so you don't have nothing. So the Yidden, when they heard the dialogue, and they saw Nebuch, Avraham had abandoned them, they saw Nebuch, Yaakov had abandoned them, they heard Yitzchak in arguing with God. They said, you're our real father, Yitzchak. Yitzchak said, wait a minute, before you start praising me, Counselor Kadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you praise God? And Yitzchak shows us God with our eyes, meaning Yitzchak's transparent to God. We look at Yitzchak and we see through Yitzchak, right? We see God coming through Yitzchak. Immediately the Yidden lift up their eyes to heaven. Oh, you God Avinu, you are our Father, Goyalenu, our Redeemer. That's your name. It's always been your name. That's a Gewalt Gemara. It's a sweet Gemara. So I want to say that what we have been learning here, the Sefer of Avraham Avinu, really contains within it this command of Kiddush Hashem. Minerali Shiesh Gam Sefer Miyuchas LiYitzchak Avinu, and I believe that there is a Sefer Yetzirah or another Sefer which is attributable to Yitzchak Avinu. V'hu Sefer L'uma Sefer Yetzirah, and it is in a sense it stands opposite. The flip side, the mirror image of Sefer Yetzirah. Ki Yitzchak Avinu hu hayechid b'tnach shom al atzmoy v'aseh l'matamim kasher ahavti v'avir li v'ayichlo b'avot t'vorachecho nafshi. Yitzchak says, bring me food, make me delicacies like I really love it, and bring me so that I can eat, so that I can bless you, my soul will bless you. V'lo pachad l'hanes mo'inig achilas matamim. He wasn't afraid to eat and enjoy his food. Right? We were learning in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Lamelech says, as soon as you start to feel the pleasure of food, so you got to start saying, oh, Rabbi Shalem, I wish rather, you know, I'd have a greater pleasure if only I was being tortured today. Yitzchak, he said, no, you know what? I can enjoy food. Vigam bezivugo iksiv, and also when Yitzchak was being intimate with Rivka, it says, Vayar v'hini Yitzchak mitzachek is Rivka ishtei. Avimelech looks out of the window and he sees Yitzchak laughing with Rivka. V'hu sh'oim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that Yitzchak's not afraid to enjoy, to take pleasure. He doesn't have to take every pleasure into, oh yeah, I wish I had a greater pleasure, I were dying. He said, I died already. V'hu sh'oim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'enem en adin la'anesh bonav. And he, Yitzchak, is the one who says to God, it's not fair to punish the children. Afilo akidash Hashem, even to sanctify the name of God. Afilo lemarika v'nesem, even if they have sins, chalila, that need to be expiated. Ki Yitzchak yedek shekvar tikin kol mashev shelesaken. Because Yitzchak knows it's already done. It's already fixed. It's already expiated. Everything that needed doing is done. Al yedei misa, al yedei kiddush Hashem, through his own death. Kiddush Hashem. I did it. I gave at the office. V'toyen, and he argues, im timtzeloi mekulam alai, God, if you want to blame me for everything, hukrevis nafshi kamach, I already gave. So I want to say, v'ekenil nikach lilmoid mimenu, what we can take to learn from this, she'osa behechlet lahaskim, that it's absolutely forbidden to admit or to agree, k'mo she'hiskimu Avram Avinu v'Yaakov Avinu, the way Avram and Yaakov agreed, that a single any Jew die or be lost or be hurt or be wounded, even for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, b'chinas lo b'sevetam, and the old ones have no idea, lo b'dad k'etzah, and the young ones have no advice to give, u'she'ikir Kiddush Shmo Yisbarach, and the main sanctification of the name of God, yovoy mizeh, will come. Shirenu Niflois Kimitsisenimas Mithan, that God will show us wonders like the day we came out of Egypt, and he will show us again, whether it's the 10 plagues or the splitting of the Red Sea. You want to make a Kiddush Hashem? God, you want a Kiddush Hashem? Make a Kiddush Hashem. You know, we don't have to die a Kiddush Hashem. That's not real Kiddush Hashem. That's what Yitzhak is saying. That's Chilul Hashem. If a Yid is in pain, that's Chilul Hashem. Not one Yid. Not one Yid has to die for Kiddush Hashem. V'yizgadel Shmei Rabo, and God's name will be magnified Ad Yidei Yeshuas Yisroel, through the salvation of the Yidin Bichlal, in general, Ubefrat, and in every Yid in particular. Amen. Ken Yehi Rotzon, this is how it should be. Chazak. Thank you.